Good morning and welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
And now your Federal News Radio DOD report, mornings at 40 minutes past the hour. The Pentagon and the Agriculture Department have teamed up on a new initiative to meet the needs of military families. With longer deployments, more single parents, and more families living off base, the challenges that the military families face is changing. The program is part of the larger Joining Forces initiative launched by First Lady Michelle Obama and Jill Biden. Joining us now with more information is Brent Elrod, the National Program Leader of Military and Veterans Programs at Agriculture Department. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. You're welcome.
So you have worked with the military for now close to 25 years. Tell us what's new in this agreement.
That's true. We've had a long-standing history with the Department of Defense and service branches and developing extension family and consumer science programming on bases to really address the critical needs of military families, including those needs related to health, nutrition, financial management, and family stress. So it was really a natural to expand that partnership with the Department of Defense. And in 2009, our Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, announced that the USDA would engage in an expansion, bringing the expertise of the land-grant university system in support of military families across the nation, especially those that are geographically dispersed, the Guard and Reserve families.
Wait, I don't understand what you mean. How did you expand it exactly then? You brought in land-grant universities?
Well, that's our long-standing partner, and so we've got the land-grant university system, but we're bringing the power of that entire system. So we've added programming at universities that include Purdue, North Carolina State, Ohio State, Kansas State, across three primary areas, increasing and strengthening community capacity in support of military families, increasing the professional development and workforce opportunities for military, especially spouses, and expanding and strengthening child care, family, and youth development programs for the military helping professionals that are really on the direct lines and serving and supporting service members and families.
So does this mean that the families can go to those land-grant universities and receive services, or do they train people that then deliver services?
It's closer to the latter. We're really targeting enriching the skills of a skilled civilian workforce in support of military families. So we've got something at Purdue called the Military Extension Internship Program, where we train college interns on military installations in child and youth programs, with a goal being that they'll become exposed to that workforce opportunity, and as they graduate and finish their degrees, they'll consider being hired. So we've had almost 90 interns that have been placed, and already 7 that have gone on to full-time employment in military programs.
Are there any specific challenges or any unique challenges that you face? Because you're not dealing necessarily with another federal agency per se. You're dealing with, you know, granted, a group that you have a relationship with, but does it pose any special challenges?
There's always opportunities of getting to learn cultures of different federal agencies. But we have an excellent working relationship with the Office of Military Community and Family Policy at Department of Defense. And we're expanding that this year. We're also bringing in additional support for Reserve Affairs and also with the Defense Language Office at DOD.
So it's all aimed, though, just to make sure we understand that to develop people then that can then go to military installations and offer the services that families require.
That's true, but again, just want to make sure that it is a wide-ranging initiative. So we have at Kansas State University, we have the University Passport Program, which is really targeting military spouses with educational degree and career advancement opportunities. So they lead a consortium of 12 land-grant universities that are offering online distance learning that really targets military spouses in degrees that they may choose so that it helps to support portable careers. So if they're looking at transferring duty stations with their spouse every couple years, potentially they'll have a degree that would allow them to work on the base or off the base to support a military or child care program or similar.
We're talking with Brent Elrod. He is the National Program Leader of Military and Veterans Programs at the Agriculture Department. So why now? What brought this on, and how are you able to get this up and running now?
Really what was the deciding factor is just the large numbers of Guard and Reserve that we're seeing deployed and the length of those deployments. Since we've been in these ongoing conflicts now for 10 years, the strains and stresses that has placed on the all-volunteer force have grown significantly, and it's the Department of Defense and Agriculture and the White House awareness that we should be doing as much as we possibly can to ensure the well-being of the families so that we're not impacting mission readiness for those that are engaged in those conflicts overseas.
And another resource you bring to bear on this is the Cooperative Extension Service, part of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture at USDA. What's that group's role in this whole process?
Well, the Cooperative Extension is really the partner that is at the county and state and local level that translates the evidence-based research that's conducted at our land-grant universities and then takes that programming directly to the citizens of our nation in the communities where they live. And Cooperative Extension also helps to oversee the 4-H Youth Development Program. And as we know, the large numbers of military youth that are being impacted, 4-H has also really amped up its efforts to engage young people whose parents are deployed in support of these wars. So at that particular instance, we've got 4-H clubs on military bases across the country and overseas, and then also a project called Operation Military Kids, which again looks to especially reach those children whose parents are being deployed.
Is this partnership in effect now, and when will people who can use these services start to see the benefits?
Yes, it is. As I mentioned, we've got the long-standing history. So in 2009, we began developing some of the relationships with Department of Defense would allow for the expansion to those institutions I mentioned earlier. So most of those projects are up and running, and we are already beginning to see results. We've got almost 60 camp opportunities that are set up through across the country with our land-grant system, adventure camps for teens that are age 14 to 18. Enrollment is open now for those. Those are new opportunities this year. We're going to reach about 1,800 young people as a result. The 4-H military internship project that I mentioned is operational. College students from across the country can apply to that program, and then they receive paid internships both nationally and overseas on military installations. The Youth Extension Service engages young people in a year of service in support of the Yellow Ribbon Program, which helps with the reintegration of folks coming back from deployment. And that particular project is up and running and has an application process that's also open. So that information is available through our website, and happy to share that link with folks so that they can access the information about all the projects that are currently underway.
And we'll have that link at our website also. And just
great.
A final question. Your announcement of all these extensions of these programs came out just last week. Was this all held off by waiting for the 2011 budget to be passed?
No, it really we had the wheels in motion. We put together a first ever joint conference between the Department of Defense and the Department of Agriculture. And of course, you know, with planning those events, it takes some time, and it had been on the books for April of last week. And so it was our goal then to use the opportunity to invite our leadership over to sign a formal proclamation among about 1,000 extension faculty and agents and about 800 Department of Defense employees, so that again we could use that opportunity in public to launch but engage and network with one another so we can understand our cultures and to begin to work more effectively with one another.
Brent Elrod is National Program Leader of Military and Veterans Programs at USDA. Mr. Elrod, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.